Masechet Pe'ah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah, Gimel. So we learned in the first Mishnah that when it comes to collection of Pe'ah, all the Aniyim have to compete. They have to vie in open competition for the Pe'ah. We don't have any favorites. The owner's not allowed to choose who he wants to give it to. Rather, the Pe'ah is standing there in the field, and however they get it, it's theirs to keep, and there's no favorites. And if somebody's stronger, he has the ability to get it in a much easier way than somebody who's weaker. So there has to be total ability for anybody to reach that Pe'ah. A person is not allowed to use unusual methods to acquire the Pe'ah, as we'll see in this Mishnah. Mishnah says, Natal miksat Pe'ah uzraka al hashar. In lo baklum. If somebody, a poor person who took Pe'ah, he has some Pe'ah in his hands already, and he's now he wants to make sure he gets to the other Pe'ah quicker, and so while somebody else is trying to get it, he takes the Pe'ah that he has already and he throws it on something else. He throws it on other Pe'ah that's still connected to the ground, and that's his attempt to make a kinyan, to make a transaction, to acquire what's already in the ground. What do we say? In lo baklum. Not only the Pe'ah that he had, that he tried to acquire by throwing something on, not only does he not get that, because it's not a valid acquisition, it's not a valid kinyan, but even the Pe'ah that he had and he owned legally, that he threw, we fine him, it's a knas, and we take that away from him because he did something that was not okay. He did something that was going to stop other people, other poor people, make it difficult for them to actually collect the Pe'ah. Therefore, so we take away the Pe'ah that he had in the first place as a penalty, and we divide it up amongst the other aniyim. Another case, nafal lo aleha, if he jumped on it himself, he fell onto Pe'ah. Uperas talito aleha, he took his talet and he spread it out all over the Pe'ah in an attempt to acquire it. Ma'avirin otahemino, we take the poor people there are allowed to take the Pe'ah away from him that he had over there. Because there's no kinyan like this. You can't just throw a talet on something on somebody else's property and say it's yours. That's not how you acquire it. You acquire Pe'ah by actually picking it from the ground. You can't throw things on it to acquire it. So in this situation, ma'avirin otahemeno, we allow the poor people to take it away from him. It's not his. They can grab it from him if they'd like to. The same thing exists with the laws of leket. As we said in the beginning of the Masechet, leket is when a few stalks, two stalks of wheat fall out of a person's hand when he's collecting the wheat from the sickle, and he has to leave it in that situation, so you can't acquire it in these manner. And the same with shicha, if a person has bundles or sheaves of wheat that he leaves in his field, he has to leave them. And if it's more than two sheaves, he can actually bring them back with him. But if it's under two, he leaves them in the field. A poor person cannot acquire any of those sheaves of wheat in the manner that we discussed before.